Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Get ready for a weekend of peace, love, music, and the arts at the Rhythm and Joy Festival, Raj 13, October 4th through the 6th at Hummingbird Nest Ranch in Simi Valley, with Chaka Khan, Roy Ayers, Michelle and Dege Ocello, Zap Mama, Deva Primal and Miten, Common, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Don Miguel Ruiz, and Ricky and Michael Beckwith. Also enjoy spoken word, yoga, dance, and a children's and elders village. Visit Raj, RAJFestival.com.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
I am the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am whole, and I am free, and so are you. How do I know? Because we are interconnected, we're interrelated, and we are one. We are made from the same stardust. Do you know that about you? Do you believe it? Is it just an intellectual thing? Hey, it makes a difference when you know it. Stop by loving ourselves, by being the love. Troy Horn, what if we love one another? Let's love one another, starting with self.
We can't do if we could choose to love each other. There is no mountain could stand in our way if we are. Some will say the greatest thing is love, and prophets say without love they ain't enough. But still there remains a question. In a world still filled with war, despair and hate,
without a piece of food on every plate? Could love be the right direction? There is no mountain could stand in our way if we all chose love today.
What if we? What if you? What if I? All love each other. There will be love we can't do.
About that. If we choose to love one another, we choose to be the love in action, the love in action and the love in action, there'll be nothing we can't do. Now run that through your mental filter and see what comes up for you. Like if you just be love, there'll be nothing you can't do. If you run it through your mental filter, if you did it, you will come up with so many reasons why, I hear that, but you know what? That's what your mental filter is supposed to do, to filter the intangible information, something that seems so big so you can apply it. Now, think about it and take it through your heart's chakra. And feel from your heart, feel from your whole being. If you just loved yourself, if you loved others, if you just love just for the sake of loving, recognize and remembering that nobody owes you anything. That if you're not feeling loved, it is you withholding love. Just feel that with your whole being. It may bring up some questions. And if your mind jumps in, your mind will say, I know that. The only thing your mind knows is what happened in the past. But if you stay in that place of stillness and really allow yourself to see what love is, and reminded of a conversation yesterday we had when Mark Husson was here. A sister called wanting to know if the relationship is going to work out, if there's going to be longevity to it, and told her partner, listen, are you going to marry me or not? That's not love. That's bondage. I'm not making fun of her. I'm using it as an example. It may not be about marriage, but there are ways we hold each other hostage by demanding that they love us, by demanding that they do things the way we want them to do it. That's not love. That's separation. That's attachment. And that leads to suffering. Too many people end up marrying someone or something because they felt forced into it. Sooner or later, there's going to be some kind of divorce. There's going to be a void. What is love? We think we all believe we got it. It's like, oh, yeah, I know I got to love, I know, but I just want to know about my job. Well, yeah, I know I got to love. Yeah, I got to love myself some more, but yeah, but right now I just need some money. No, you don't know love. We don't know love. We think we do. Because when you know love, even when you're going through the most challenging experiences, when you're in pain, when you're hurting, you can feel a sense of grace. It's almost crazy analogy, but crazy analogies are good. It's almost like falling from a 25-floor story building or something, you know, just high rise. No, you decide how high it is, but high enough to scare the mess out of you. But you know that something down there at the bottom is going to catch you because you've been told that there's security, there's safety, and you know it. Now, when you fall, it's not that you're not going to be scared, but there's a knowing that you're going to be caught. Not forget you're going to fly. Forget that part. Just knowing that, oh, it's soft down there. There's a mattress down there. Something's going to catch you. You've seen it every day. Now, not that we've all experienced this, but the mind is an amazing thing. You can imagine things. The power of imaging a vision that lives in the nation of your consciousness. So the power of imagination. So even if you've never seen this, it's on television. I mean, stunt men and women, they do it. They jump up, but they know they're going to land on something soft. Now, compare that to falling off a high rise and knowing that all you got is concrete. You probably take yourself out before you land. Now, where you know there's a soft, there's a safety, there's security, there's something soft to catch you, you're still going to be scared for the most part. There's a sort of confidence. There's a sort of inner knowing that, oh, my God, this feels horrible. Now, for those who say, I don't know how to imagine, I don't even care, that's going over my head. Well, maybe you've been in a roller coaster. You go on it knowing that you're going to feel like crap, unless those people love that kind of thrill. I don't like it. But you go on the roller coaster, you're going to twist and bend and get shoved back and forth. You're going to scream. But something in you knows that you're going to get off and talk about, oh, my God, that's horrible. When you know love, you can go through the roller coasters of life. And you know that you get through it. Because clearly nobody goes on a roller coaster if they know they're going to die. Or they're going, nobody in their right mind would do that. Some people do. It's reality. Some people have been on a roller coaster. Something happens. It's life. But what is this thing called love? It's so soft, so gentle. Yeah. We need more than love. You don't know what you're talking about, because if you know what love is, you'd be shaking your boots right now. It's like, oh, boy. I know. I'm going to talk about love. I don't know if I'm ready. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. And I can't wait to share more with you about love, that love, and love, the love that is so deep, the love that is connecting you to all of life, that's keeping you grounded, the love that is healing you right now. Don't think about it, feel about it. And if that doesn't work, just be it. You don't know how? Keep listening. We played Troy Horn, What If We. That's the title, What If We. Kind of funny track title, really. You know what? I'm going to play that song underneath me. I like that song. I love the energy. Well, let's see. I might get caught up because you know I love music. Music is prayer. It's prayer from my soul. And his website address is troyhorn.com. Don't get too loud, buddy. Calm down now. Don't get carried away. Oh, God, just think of a time. Think of a time when you have been loved just for who you are, just because you exist, not because of something you did or didn't do. Think of somebody who loves you, who holds you in a space of unconditional love, that you know no matter how much you screw up, you can go home to them and tell them what you did, and you know they're going to love you. I mean, multiply that love right now and tell me you don't feel nothing. If you don't, I don't know if I can help you. Sometimes we run into how to ascend into the sixth dimension. Oh, let's find, get that information. Let's read about it. But the spaceship that would get you to all the dimensions of this universe is love. It's the highest vibration. Will you choose love? Are you willing to learn about love in a whole new way and suspend all your beliefs? Everything you know about love today, I invite you to just put it on hold. You can pick it back up when you're done. We've surrendered to our greatness. And it's time to say yes to love. That we've become an example of what we've been praying for. That we bring the healing, that we don't have to fight and fuss about health care, because love is taking care of us. Love is inspiring us to eat the right food, to release anger, to release hate, that you feel well on the inside. And when they tell you the economy is bad, you can like, I don't know what they're talking about. You must be speaking a different language. Because you know right where you are, there is an inner resource. You are part of a source that will continue to resource you if you choose love. He's 4 years old. He already knows that all the world needs is love. I know that's right. Let me welcome you in the name of love, in the name of gratitude. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change is inspired, change begins, and you can help make a difference. It's the nature of the word. It's the nature of the laws of the universe. Once the truth is spoken, you will never be the same again. I don't care who's speaking it. If you're listening, if you're willing, if you set the intention to be changed, to be more. Thank you for making a difference. Thank you for listening. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I Am is your host. That's right. The I Am Presence is your host. And the I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. And I'm here to be a channel for love, a channel for truth, a channel for understanding and compassion, and together we make a difference. You need me, I need you. So, hey, it's all good. Thank you for being here. Celeste, how are you doing?
You know, I feel so great today in the midst of everything that's moving. You know, I'm
very close to Washington, D.C., so the energy right now feels intense. So it's a perfect day to say yes to love and have lunch with you. How you doing?
I am wonderful. I am good. Mm-hmm. I am grateful. I am full. And I am saying yes to love.
Mm-hmm.
Even though
we've
made love, like, you know, love is like a cliche. Like, oh, yeah, that love thing. People are like, yeah, I know about love. Are you feeling some kind of lack? You don't know love. Are you angry, mad, can't forgive? You don't know love. But anyway, let's save that for the show. Let's not give it away right now.
Well, and the song that you have got playing in my head from your last statement is "You Need Love Like I Do, Don't You?" Gladys Knight and the Pimps.
Don't stop me.
I will break out in a robot if you try to make me sing that song right now. But you need love.
Oh,
like
Lord,
I do.
That's less than a robot now. That I want to see.
Nope.
Not
happening.
You're just making empty threats, huh?
My threats are never empty.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
Teach her, why don't you?
Well, I have some great things to announce about Life Conversations, where you're going to be, how people can tap into your energy. You are going to be expressing in different ways and giving us an opportunity to check you out. Life Coach Today.
You know,
what?
No, go
you
ahead. I'm just thinking it could go.
Thank you.
No. Go ahead.
Thank you. Let's tell you, please, because I was going to say it.
A day at night?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm getting ready for a Life Coach a Day After Dark on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
October 5th,
mm-hmm.
at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the Sound of Soul on 12radio.com, a musical mm-hmm. show. We get to figure out what this brother listens to keep his vibration up. And not only is he going to do that, but he's going to remind all of us about our quest to love, dream, and connect with the inner freedom within while honoring our pain, grief, and trauma, the human experiences. Life Coach Today is going to bring us all together through his music to remind us of who we are. So I'm so excited about your day show this Saturday. And that had to go on top.
Put the love on top. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I listened to the description that was downloaded through me. And, you know when we do any read people's bio, they say, oh, thank you for that, well, beautiful intro. And, you know, I don't know about other listeners, but sometimes when I'm listening to a radio show, I'm thinking, well, that's your bio. But there is something about when you hear what you've written, even if you had somebody else write it for you and edit it for you, but there's something about hearing what comes through you. Because if you're going to put, well, most people who are who honor their work would not put anything out there that they're not in alignment with. So even if they had somebody else write it for them. But as I hear that, it's like, yeah, that's what music is for me. Music is a healing modality, and it helps us, you know, the whole song, the love songs where they're begging and we talk about, oh, nobody needs to beg for love. But sometimes that is so healing. Sometimes that is so healing. I can't live without you. You know, sometimes there is that such a love that people feel they can't exist without somebody else, and it's a form of expression. Now, we know there's more that you can live without others because, really, you're never without them. So I'm excited about, you know, the music selections, and I don't know. I just let it happen, and it's an expression of my love. It's an expression of love as me. So I don't know. And I don't know.
May I ask you a question? I know that you're going to have a wide variety of music from R&B
to the soul. Maybe some pop's going to come up. Rock, really? Brazilian, reggae, and more. My question to you, though, because I know it's a recorded show, so you're doing it ahead of time. How in the world do we get requests to you? Because I got one already. All you got to do is say yes, well, by poetry. Do you think you can play that this Saturday? Is that wrong?
You think you're not going to play poetry? I've been like teasing y'all on this show with it. I'm going to definitely play. I think I'm going to play. I'm going to maybe start the show with Strength, Courage, and Wisdom, a song that I've always loved by India Ari. Back in England, we start the show. Yeah, my other wife. That's right. And a show that I used to, that we had, Strength, Courage, and Wisdom, because she talked about, you know, if you want to do something, there must be strength, courage, and wisdom. There must be something that you're going to hold on to. So, yes. Life is about saying yes, so no doubt I have to play poetry and I'll get to caught up. But you know, love in all its forms, I am definitely going to play Mesa, and I'm not sure if I'm going to play When Your Soul Answers or Inside My Dreams. So anyway.
Wait a minute, the Mesa, the 5 a.m. one, the one inside your dream or whatever, are you going to play that?
That's right. That's right.
Oh my God. I'm writing it down, y'all. So come and get some strength, courage, and wisdom. Find out what's happening inside your dream and say yes with Floridry with Life Coach Today this Saturday. I had to do that, man. You know. Hey, Mr. DJ.
You're funny. Hey, Mr. DJ. I don't know if I'm good. I don't know what name. I really don't know how it's going to shape up. I mean, because, like, you listen to Adeyemi Fool. She doesn't have a nice ring to it. I love my name. Don't get it wrong. But sometimes you want those music names, DJ names. I'm not DJ nothing. I'm not a DJ. You know, I'm still doing what I'm doing. But anyway, I think what I'm going to do is create a fan page, a like page, so people can post their request on the album. But just came to me. Yeah, and people, gosh, so many like pages, but it's not all expression of love. So anyway, talk about love. Let's talk about love through, there's one more thing. We can talk about that later, the daily thoughts.
Oh,
we can talk about that.
Why can't we have the whole basket?
I mean,
just saying.
Well, do the regular announcement, and then we'll talk about daily thoughts. Because so much happened for me in October, and I'm so grateful. So grateful.
Yay, okay. I'm going to get to it so we can flow with the show. I see notably Nisi in the chat room, and we've got some guests up in there. And Sweet Tea from D.C., Miss Tanya, welcome. It's not a shout-out. It's a love-out. Hello, family. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss them live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with, so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. Make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. If there's a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show, you can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of October is Say Yes to Love. And we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow,
Bishop Carlton Pearson is joining Life Coach today for Everything Must Change, Lessons of the Seasons. You don't want to miss it, so make sure you call in early. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on a playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach today, which airs on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truth in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. And you can also join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern on a celestial show with Celeste Morgan. Connect with introspective tools like tarot, black angel cards, and medicine cards to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You'll find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. And did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to InspireBroadcasting.com. And I also want to remind you about Life Coach Today's debut show, The Sound of Soul, on 12radio.com. On Saturday, October 5th, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern at 12radio.com. We'll make sure we get that information listed so you can join him on your Saturday nights. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover. Don't click on the Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can also go to the Life Conversations Radio and or the Ask Life Coach Today radio show fan like pages on Facebook and simply click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing to us. Now, that wraps up your announcement. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, yeah, so just before you did the announcement, I was talking about daily thoughts. Those of you who are aware of Hillside Chapel and Truth Center, actually it's no more Hillside Chapel, it's Hillside International Truth Center in Atlanta, Georgia, which is my church, my spiritual center where I get nourishment. Actually, it was a place where I started my conscious spiritual journey. Well, no, let me put it this way. It played a major role on my conscious spiritual journey. I say conscious because we're all on a spiritual journey, but there comes a time when we wake up. And starting today, it's actually the day, well, let me slow down. A few months ago, my name was put forward. They're usually two writers for the Daily Thought from the Hill. So those who don't know what Daily Thought is, Daily Thought is like the daily word from Unity or inner vision from Agape. So daily inspirational medicine. Each one is different. Hillside's, it's, I think, I know that Agape's inner vision is written by different practitioners on a daily basis. And I'm not quite sure about daily word. Celeste, do you know? I know you post daily word on your wall. Oh, she gone. She quiet. Oh, she do. Where'd she go? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
I don't. Okay. I don't know who writes the Unity Daily Word. And you are right. I do post Daily Word faithfully. However, I'm switching to Daily Thoughts starting today. Once.
Well, well, you don't have to forget Daily. You can pull the phone.
I'm good. No, listen. I'm good, okay? I'm good.
For everybody else who don't mind posting. Well, here's the thing, anyway. But because there is enough love to go around. There's enough prayer for the world.
Cool.
Somebody might read what I wrote and, like, I don't know. They might read Daily Word and say, great. They might read something from Daily Word and go, I don't know, and read mine and say, this is an answered prayer. So, anyway, as you've probably figured out, if you don't know already, I am the co-author. There's two of us writing. I'm a co-author of the Daily Word starting today. My first publication starts today, October
2013, just in case you are listening in like 1,000 years from now. So let's time stamp this conversation. And Celeste is going to, well, actually, I'm going to post it on my wall later on. But you can get Daily Thoughts from the Hill. You can get it via email. You can call the bookstore and get a hard copy, a large print. And I'm grateful. Oh, let me tell you this as well. Because there's two of us, I write every alternate month. So I write for October. The next one I'm writing for is December. And then February, and on and on and on it goes. Okay? And so I'm just grateful for how I'm being used. I'm grateful. And there was a time when I used to just struggle with so many things that I like to do, and I thought, God, you got to have some focus. But I'm really clear now that our gifts, who we are, there's some of us that have so many gifts, so many talents, and it's not that one is better than the other, but we can do so many things. But the truth is, it doesn't matter if your focus is on one gift, one talent, whatever, it's all the same. It is all the same. So I am grateful to be able to inspire people globally through Daily Thought from the Hill, through the radio show, through the music, and all the other things that I'm doing. I say yes to love. I say yes to love. And thank you, Celeste, for all you doing, supporting me, making it happen, because I definitely won't be able to do it alone. People used to say that, this won't happen without you. I wouldn't necessarily say that to anybody, not even Celeste, and I love you. Because I know life will always bring somebody in place to support you to fulfilling that inner desire. So, and I get what people are saying, this would never happen without you. If it wasn't them, it would be somebody else. But I am grateful for the help that I'm getting and how you support me, Celeste, and all that I'm doing, reminding me sometimes my name, remind me what I need to be doing. What are we doing today? What's tomorrow's show? Who's coming next week? Thank you, thank you, thank you for being part of my journey, Celeste.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we'll talk to you later, round one.
I'm looking forward to it. I have a different celestial moment.
Okay. We're looking forward to it. All right, Celeste, thanks a lot.
Ciao. Bye.
I am full. I am excited. I'm grateful. And I have a secret to tell you about love. I've been keeping a secret from my folks about love. And I've been keeping it for myself. And I think this is why. You know, today, well, the theme for the month, as Celeste mentioned, is Say Yes to Love. And as you know, when we have a theme, I have a conversation around the theme. What do we mean by the theme? How can you apply it? Just being available and helping you embody the theme more than just hearing us say it. Sometimes people don't even hear it. They're like, oh, really? I didn't know that. But my intention is to wake up the truth that is in you, as I wake up the truth that is in me. As a matter of fact, I'm not waking up the truth, because the truth is not sleeping. The truth is always alive. We are the one that sleep on the job. We're the one that thinks we know love. Now, so let me tell you my secret about love. And if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, particularly if there's areas where you're challenged, it's okay to just listen to me talk, and that's fine. I can do it. It's what I do. It's what I do, boo. Everything inspires me. but, you know, if there's anything you're moving through, Lisa, we'll come to you in a minute. If there's anything you're moving through, maybe you think you got it, but you want a different perspective, 347-426-3346. And if you just want to listen, I'm not attached. I'm just here to do what I do. So my secret about love, I've always loved love. There's always been something about love for me that I love so much that sometimes it scares me. And I remember I was having a coaching session. I was being coached. I have a coach. I had a coach then. Kelly, she's been on the show a while back now. But anyway, and Kelly asked me a question. And I remember saying to Kelly, I said, you know, I don't remember the question, but I'm going to paraphrase my answer. And I only remember my answer because she reflected it back to me, and I heard it, and I was like, whoa. She asked me something that I wish I could bring up the question, but don't worry about it. It doesn't matter because the answer doesn't matter what the question is. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with in life. It's the answer that's important. And I remember saying, you know, if I allow myself to love the way I know I can love, it's going to be scary and it's going to be painful. I said, because if I really open myself up to love the way I know I can love, I feel like I'm going to be in touch with people's pain. I feel like I'm going to be in touch with what people are feeling, and it's going to be so overwhelming for me. So sometimes I kind of just close the valve, put a distance. I'm adding a little bit to it. I didn't go this far. But anyway, let me stop there first. And she said, wow, did you just say what you said? I said, what did I say? She said, you said if you allow yourself to really love in the way you know what I said, you know you can love, you connect with people on a deeper level. And I heard it, and I said, yes, because I feel like it'd just be, sometimes not out of sadness, but I'd just be full, emotional, in tears, just feeling people on such a deep level. And back then, that thought scared me, because I, like, if I love like that, what am I going to do? I'm going to lose my mind. And every now and then I let it out in my own experience, sometimes on the radio. But I have actually got to a point where, for the most part, I'm at peace with that. I've embodied it. And there's always more. So, and then that went through a phase like, you know, people talk about quantum physics and learning to do these rituals and, you know, levitating off the ground from yoga. And all I wanted to do was talk about love. My mind is like, ain't nobody want to hear about that. People want to know how to transcend their bodies. And so I start to see love is something that, yeah, I know it's powerful, but people are not really interested in that. I almost felt like if I was talking about love, then people won't take me seriously. And I've gone through a lot of work, a lot of healing to get me to this point. You know, and those of you who listened last week or something, that shifted me. And if you missed it, you listened to last week's show. The title was More Soul Food for Your Consciousness. It's actually Soul Food for Your Consciousness Part 2, but we call it More Soul Food for Your Consciousness. And the next day, which was on a Wednesday, you can Google it. Just Google it, but you'll find it. What is this thing called love? But from the Tuesday show, the question that was asked, and I won't go into it right now, just really opened me up to look at myself, what I really believe, what I really know. And what I know to be true is the healing power of love. We sometimes think if we allow ourselves to love, we're going to lose ourselves. As a matter of fact, what you're going to lose is a sense of separation. You will get to know yourself in a whole new way. But we hear, oh, I don't love that, I love this. Oh, you know, in movies, people get together and suddenly they're dating, and in movies now. And then the man or the woman comes up and says, I love you. And then, oh, my God, but you don't know me. No, the real deal is you don't know love. When we talk about love as a healing agent, for all the discord in the planet of terrorism and everything, we think love is not enough. Tina Turner said, what's love got to do with it? Don't buy into that BS. Love has everything to do with it. You are love, but there's no way your mind can do anything with that. You being love, your mind is like, okay, what does that mean? I can't touch it. I can't feel it. I don't know what that is. Your mind cannot do anything with that. And we're going to talk about things we can do to start to make room for that love to rise up. And I think I'm going to take Lisa's call.
Now, well, let me see. Now, let me do a couple of things. I'm going to give you some tips. Of course you know about forgiveness. It's kind of redundant, but it's worth saying. People know it already. I know. That's another thing. It's like, it's so crazy that we say we want love, we want to feel grounded, we want to be abundant, we want to be prosperous. We know what to do, but we don't do it. And we say, yeah, I know, but what? But what? I mean, how bad do you want what you say you want? How deep is your love? Do you really believe? Do you really know what you say you believe? There's war everywhere. Do you believe war? Do you believe that love can heal? Not just an intellectual thing, yeah, what the world needs. You know, I'm going to read something to you. There's so many things that I got. But anyway, you know, when people talk about what we need is to love one another. Yes, like, oh my God, I need a love button. Oh, yeah. But when there's war in your family, can you be the agent of love? During a reunion, when people are tripping, and Uncle Jimmy is drunk again, are you on your iPhone or your Android or your iPad just texting somebody else that's home saying, oh, this is why I don't like coming to the family reunion. They just get on my family, just they're trifling. The truth is, where you find yourself is where you need to be. And you're there. If you look at what you're moving through, going through, experiencing, if you look at it with different eyes, different perspective, you have an opportunity, especially when it's challenging. You have the perfect ingredient for you to know love in a whole new way. We have Lisa calling. For some reason, I don't know if she got dropped or she hung up. I don't know what happened. But she wanted to talk about living in a negative environment and trying to be loving, and things are getting tough. Well, I don't know what that means, trying to be loving. I can assume what you're saying, and things are getting tough. So I'm going to just generally address that for everybody who may find themselves in a negative environment and trying to be loving. I mean, the first question I really ask is, because I don't know if I can even speak to it, is like, what do you mean by things are, what is it, trying to be loving? What does that mean? Sometimes we get it twisted. One of the things we're scared of is to know ourselves. Human beings don't want to know who they are because we're afraid of our own power. We're afraid of anything that makes room for our authentic power. So what we do is, when there's an abundance of something that makes room for our power, we either judge it or criticize it or run from it or judge those who have it. Money is an example. Money is a perfect symbol of value, of abundance, of prosperity, to help you express your power. Yes, if you're not grounded, if you don't know who you are, money brings that out of you. If you know who you are, if you've always been caring, if you have dreams and desires and visions, then money will help you be more of that. But money was given it so much power because we recognize what it can do, but we gave it the power, so we judge it if we're afraid of it. Spiritual people, religious people, like, no, money is the root of all evil. BS. And somebody comes and say, well, the love of money is the root. What are you talking about? I can't even finish that foolishness. The love of money? You can't love somebody and it brings you to evil. You can't love something and you end up with evil. It just doesn't make sense. It goes, the law doesn't work that way. Now, the attachment to money can lead to evil act. So living in a
trying to be loving, and things are getting tough. Sometimes those of us who want to be loving, we put all the attention on loving the other. Well, I'm just going to love them. They're being mean, and I'm trying to do the right thing. You don't need to do the right thing when you're learning about your own soul salvation. Just be in alignment with righteousness. Right thinking. So when someone is antagonizing you, agitating you, irritating you, getting on your last nerve, or getting on your bloody nerves, I heard that to say it. Sometimes you have to allow the love to rise up in you for yourself. Sometimes you're going to have to move yourself out of the way. Sometimes you need to just get still and say, okay, God, Spirit, divine intelligence, whatever it is, what do I need to see here? Yes, sometimes you may need to move from the environment. And when you move, I want to whisper this to you in your ear. Wherever you go, there you are. Wherever you go, there you are. So if you don't hear what is showing up here, you can change your zip code. You will take that energy with you and you will attract somebody else with a different face. You sure will. Now, love is a moment-to-moment thing. We want to bottle it. We want it to look a certain kind of way. But the minute you do that, you're messing with stuff. To experience love, you need a hands-off experience. You get your hands off of it. Come on. Just let go. And now allow love to rise up. Allow love to show up. Allow yourself to know yourself as love. Too many people don't understand love, struggle with love, because they're so comfortable in their comfort zone. If you're in a space and you're just being comfortable, well, you know, I got things just like as I want it to be. Everything's working out perfectly. My life is great. That's fine, too. Hey, keep doing what you're doing. Just don't come to me talking about, well, I just want to know more of love. You know, you talk about love being such a powerful force. I really wish I could know that, you know, but I'm really not trying to mess anything up because my life is perfect. I can't help you because what I'm going to share with you is going to unperfect your life. Give you a new definition of perfection. If you want to know love on a day-to-day basis, step out of your comfort zone. Dream a bigger dream. Challenge yourself to learn something different. Challenge yourself to let go of being right and commit to it. Not just talking about it, but you remember a declaration you made that I'm going to forgive myself. I'm going to stop judging myself. Then every day, that's all you need to focus on. Move in the direction of your dreams. Something you've always wanted to do, but you're giving yourself reasons why it shouldn't happen or why it can't happen, why you don't think it's blah, 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 blah. Life is like, okay, whenever you're ready, I am here. When you dream a bigger dream, when you step outside of yourself, you allow love to do what love do. Love is always loving you. Love is always loving you. Love will always love you. And it's like an experiment. We're all what I call myself a life scientist. You have to step into the title, the energy of being a life scientist. So sometimes you step out into a realm where you feel like you're taking risk. Not stupidly. Not just I'm going to take a risk and do something stupid. Well, if you do something stupid, you get a stupid result. But you step out, take a risk from a place of inner guidance. And really, it's not a risk. Just, but to who you are right now, it can feel like a risk. So what I'm saying is there something that you want? Is there something that you desire? Is there something you've always wanted to do, you've been praying about, and you're not getting the answer? Well, you know what you've been praying about. You know, at least you know that much. You're saying, God is not answering me. God is not responding to me. Okay, got that. But you know what you're asking for. Now, take the next logical step. If God answers you, or let's just say you've been praying for the right car. Let's make it real simple for those who drive, people who don't drive like Celeste. They might not be thinking about cars. So I think of an example for the Celeste people. But those of you who drive and you think you need a new car, or you got a new car but you saw somebody else drive a newer car, and somehow you're still caught up in materialism, that's fine too, because love and God will meet you right where you are. And you want something else and you're praying for it. Well, you can pray all day long, but go to the dealership. Learn about it. Go online and research about this car. First of all, if you move in the direction of your surrender, you may actually find out that what you thought you wanted, you don't really want. You may actually get in touch with something saying, you know, I think it costs me less to maintain my car than if I go buy this. But if we're trying to fill a void, we will chase after something that really leaving that it just makes the void even more bigger. Because if you start from a place of filling a void, you feel that there's a void and you reach out to get something outside of yourself, yeah, maybe for some time, you may feel like, the void is filled up. But you know what? There's a part of you that's going to be nervous because you don't want that filler to leave you. You make sure you do everything to keep that filler because you don't like what it feels like to be in that void. Sometimes you will betray yourself because you know that this filler is helping you feel a sense of self. And without that filler, you don't know what to do with yourself. But if you fill the void with the love that you already are, then you have nothing to be afraid of. Because when you allow the love to rise up, when you allow yourself to feel the love moment to moment to moment, it will shift your consciousness. It will shift how you see the world. And when you move into the next experience, move on to the next experience, something in you reminds you that you're standing on holy ground. I said last week, I talked about the speech President Barack Obama made about 2-3 weeks ago when he talked about going to Syria. You know, he was only going to hit a targeted point and there will be no boots on ground or whatever the phrase is. But before they do that, they're going to have some conversation. They're going to talk and try and talk things out. A new way of doing things, part of the shift in consciousness. Some people like it, some people don't. But the law of life is going to be fulfilled. The truth is going to be fulfilled. So Barack Obama is part of a new way of being. I don't care what you say, if you like him or not. Get over it. Because it's so much bigger than politics. I digress. But I didn't. So now he talked about what America's going to do. We can't just sit back and not do anything, or we got to do something. But if we do something, then, you know, we got to be prepared for the result. But I kind of proposed to all listeners yesterday, can you imagine if President Barack Obama comes up, walks to the microphone from the White House and said, yep, Syria and other countries or whatever country, you know, because it's so much bigger than that. But anyway, someone's ex-country really doing things that we can sit back and watch. Before we take any action, we're going to invoke the power of love. We're going to let love inspire us to do what we need to do next. So, my fellow Americans, let's connect with love and collectively decide what we're going to do. Yeah, some of you already know. People will be like, what the flip is he talking about? Now, the same people who are going to say that can't wait till Sunday to go to church and say, oh, God is love. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Oh, my God, I feel God's presence. I feel the love all around me. Oh, look at you. You're just shining. Oh, look at all that light around you. Oh, when I eat my vegan food, I feel all loving. But if the president comes up and talk about love, like, oh, he done lost his mind. Well, it may not be true for some of you, but some of you know damn well you ain't ready to hear a president talk about the power of love. Because we don't really believe in it. And if it doesn't, if what I'm saying doesn't apply to you, then it doesn't apply to you. If what I said triggered you, deal with it. We know the power of love, and I want to share this. And I looked at the time. Oh, time is doing what time does. I didn't know that's the time. What time is it? This is something by Emmett Fox, which I've read before. A great, I mean, you know, they call him a New Thought teacher. But it's really ancient wisdom. New Thought is just about having a different thought. Metaphysics is ancient wisdom or ageless wisdom. And it's not just something that people in the West have access to. Our ancestors have been in touch with this ancient wisdom, but they just never wrote it down because they passed it on orally. So the ones, the new culture who write things down say, oh, we're the authority because we write it down. But it's ancient wisdom. But here's what this brother said, Emmett Fox, E-M-M-E-T-F-O-X, an Irish man who traveled the world. He said, and I believe it, there is no difficulty that enough love will not conquer. No disease that enough love will not heal. No door that enough love will not open. No gulf that enough love will not bridge. No wall that enough love will not throw down. No sin that enough love will not redeem. It makes no difference how deeply seated may be the trouble, how hopeless the outlook, how muddled the tangle, how great the mistake, a sufficient realization of love will dissolve it all. If only you could love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful being in the world. If only you could love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful being in the world. As that speaks to your soul, just let it be. Don't do too much thinking about it. Because thinking robs you of your joy sometimes. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with thinking. But you've got to allow your feeling nature to inspire you, and then use your thinking nature to see where you want to deliver the goodness that has been given to you. If you can love enough, if only you can love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful being in the world. What are you moving through? What is challenging right now? Are you feeling you need a reader, a psychic, an astrologer to tell you what's going on in your life? Do you believe that enough love can heal it? And there's nothing wrong with going to readers. Some people get addicted to it. But my advice for anybody who's going to readers, getting a psychic reading, whatever it is, an oracle, wherever you go, don't forget that you have the answer, and those of us who are doing the reading, who are inspiring you, who are giving you a bigger picture of your life, we are confirming what already is you. You have the power. How do you allow the love to rise up? Who do you need to apologize to today? See, the spiritual truth is easy to do affirmation and meditate. That's easy, but it takes courage to go back to somebody and say to them, you don't know this, but last week I was talking about you with my friends, and it wasn't positive. I really said some things that I was ashamed of. And I want to apologize. And they look at you and say, what? When? Like, you weren't there. But I realize that I need to set myself free. I apologize for talking about you in that light. There's something about confessing your truth. Not because God needs you to, because you need yourself to. You're the only one that holds yourself hostage from the truth that you're hiding from yourself and others. The guilt that you're hiding. If you really want to know love, take action. Take action, because love is action. Once again, I'd like to give some resources. If you go to Amazon.com, there's an ebook called Be Love. It's Be Love, An Exploration of Our Deepest Desire by Zenju Earthling Manuel. She's the creator of the Black Angel cards. And it's free. And she has four paths of being love. And reminding us that it's not so much about what you do, it's being the love. The first one is view love as a moment by moment. It's a moment to moment experience. Sometimes you feel like you're in that love in space, and sometimes you don't know what the flip is going on. But it's okay, it's just a moment. That moment is gone. Right now is more important than that. What just happened in the past? Can you love yourself even though you did said something you shouldn't have done? Can you love yourself now because you lied, because you were afraid that people are going to judge you and you didn't speak your truth? Can you love yourself now? The second path of being love. Remember, every life was born with love. Every life was born with love. Every life, the dogs, the plants, the crystals, the rock, the ocean, and you, of course. Regardless of what happens, regardless of if your parent, if your mother was raped, you were born with love. If it was a one-night stand, if you were what they call a mistake, please, in their mind, you're not. You were born with love. The third path of being love. We cannot give love. We can only be it. So when you are in a challenging environment and it's getting tough to be loving, be the love. Don't give the love. How do I be love? Call in or read a book and practice it, because it's more than a radio show. Here's something that Zenju Earthling said. She said, love is not dependent upon who loves us, who doesn't, including whether we can love ourselves or not. So it doesn't matter. So here's a whole, this is like for spiritually mature folks. It doesn't even depend if you can love yourself or not. Our nature is love. It is not what we do, but what we are. And the fourth path of being love. Love is for the benefit of everyone around us, not only to satisfy our personal desires. Chew on that. Love is for the benefit of everyone around us, not only to satisfy our personal desires. I just need somebody to love me, man. I just need somebody to love me for me, because I ain't into all that other stuff, man. I ain't got time for that. Yeah, cool. And sometimes there is room. The way love works, it's such a powerful energy that sometimes in a relationship, even if you think you don't love yourself, or you say, I know I don't love myself, being with somebody that loves you with all your funk can inspire the love in you. Now, we also say, well, you know, you can't love nobody until you love yourself, true. And then the other part is, well, you shouldn't expect love from outside. Sometimes you need the love of the outsider. I know it sounds like I'm contradicting myself, but you have to set your intention that what you want to experience, know, be, is love. So if you're working on being love, which kind of sounds funny, you work to be something, human being, you're already that. But anyway, if you're working on being love, if you have somebody else who's loving you, open to that. But be present, be aware that you don't look at it as this is the only person that will ever love me. This is the only way I'm going to be loved, because the minute you do that, you're separating yourself from love again. What healers do, counselors do, ministers do, teachers do, they see the best in you. They see you for who you are. They hold the light. They hold the love. But if you make them the object, if you make them the channel through which can come through, the only channel, then you're missing out. And same thing goes for your partner, your husband, your wife. Maybe ever since they've been in your life, you've been, you know, things have never been the same. You're so grateful. They make you feel complete. Yeah, that's good. But make sure you do your work so that you can know completion for yourself if they choose to be around forever and ever or not. I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday. She was saying, well, when most people get married, they're getting married thinking they're going to be together forever and ever. That don't even make no sense. Some people want to stay together forever and ever. Do it. But that statement, to death do us part and all the other stuff that they say, it's BS. That's right, I said it. But if you can work, if you are the type that can be with somebody and you find somebody who can be with you for the rest of your life, so be it. It is inconsistent with your truth. When you feel and can recognize that, hey, if it's getting rough, if we can't seem to get it, if we've done counseling, we've prayed, and we know that it's time to release this relationship, it doesn't mean we hate each other. It doesn't mean we never talk to each other. Actually, it doesn't even mean we can't be friends, but we are clear that it's time to release this relationship. Because we are so much more than that. And there are people who have been married to one another. There are people who have been in a relationship, and they're good friends. Other people are saying, you're friends with your ex? Okay, as opposed to what, being an enemy? People are afraid of love. Well, if you're hanging out with your ex, hey, you know, you never know. Yeah, I might end up in bed again. What are you talking about? Okay, so what if you end up in bed? Oh, that's the worst thing we can ever do. As if sex is it's an evil act. That's a whole different show for a whole different conversation for a whole different show. Hmm. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. How can you be the love? How can you love the terrorist that you hear about every day? How can you love the abuser? How can you extend your love even to the man, to the woman, to the boy who is abusing another child? Because you've really got to wake up and be aware that when you add more hate to the hate that was already there, we are left with more hate. How can you love the terrorist inside of you? Your terroristic thought. Terroristic thought? Yeah, I like that. Sometimes you terrorize your own self. I'm not good enough. I'm too fat. Oh, I'm putting on weight. Yes, ladies, you know you do. Oh, my God, it's getting tight. Nobody cares about that. Are you happy? Are you well? It's bullshit when people tell you, oh, you're putting on weight. It's a way of making money. Set yourself free. You go ahead and put on some weight in the way things are going. If things get rough and we have some kind of major crisis and there's no food, hey, guess who's going to be around? All the skinny folks will disappear in weeks. I'm hungry. I think I'm going to die. And you're like, hey, I got some stuff. I'm walking around with some pantries over here. You better love your curves. Don't buy into that BS. Let's take a break because I'm about to do another show here. But it's true. There's so much about love. And we have a whole month to, well, I have a whole month to share more, but I am committing my life to living from a place of love, to allowing more of it out. And my show is an extension of my work, my inner work that I'm doing. And I set the intention to support you. And we're coming up to holidays, if you celebrate or not, especially those who don't celebrate. I don't celebrate that because that's a pagan religion. Shut up! Go sit down somewhere. All that negativity. Love others enough for them to do what they want to do, even if they don't know the history. But can you be an example of what you know so much that the people that you think don't know the history will be inspired to come to you and say, what do you know? You don't trip about this madness of Christmas and Thanksgiving and buying something on the last day before Christmas, and then the same thing you bought for somebody, they're running to go get it cheaper and then returning and all this madness, and in January they say, we don't have any money. But you simply just move through. What's that about? Then you can just be loving action. Forgiveness. Yes, old school. We know it. It's the key. And you want to get to a point where you're not even holding judgment anymore. Who in your life are you saying, I never, ever want to see them again? I don't care if I never see them. You know what? When you withhold love from somebody, you withhold that love from yourself. Chew on that. The world needs you, especially those of us in the Western world. Because, oh, everything, oh, you know, you can go to Walmart. I can't sleep. I'm going to go to Walmart and go shopping. And then have to agonize about bringing all that stuff you don't need into the house. Then, you know, my freezer's full, my fridge is full. Why do that? Because you ain't paying attention. We look at other people in other worlds and, oh, you know, so sad. The kids have to die. So sad that the leader's so greedy. Non-physical beings tell us that, you know, everybody's right where they need to be, where they need to be. We say, well, we get that, but why do kids have to come in here, you know, starving and they have to die? Well, be the love. Okay, I think I'm done for now.
There's more, but I think that's it.
You know, I hope y'all hear my heart. I'm sure you do. And if you don't, I hope you do. And if you didn't, hey, what can I say? I got my hands up. No webcam. I'm like, hey, what's a man to do? Truth has a way of pissing you off, but it will set you free at the same time. And I'm not saying I have all the answers. This is just how I see it. I'm expressing my own experience. My own understanding of love. My own understanding of the truth. And I'm simply here to be a catalyst for your transformation. What does that mean? I'm being who I'm here to be. And how I uniquely express. And I'm expressing so that I may trigger something inside of you. You come here for that trigger, as well as you trigger stuff for me. Things you say in the chat room, things we talk about later, on Facebook or email or phone calls. But we're here to do exactly what we're here to do, so we may hear something differently and be different, so we may all be free. We are one. We are interconnected, and it's time to interdepend. We've moved for dependency. We now learn about our oneness with God and all of life, independence. It's time to move into the realm of interdependency. How can I help you? How can you help me? What do you have? This is what I got. What are you trying to achieve? Where two or more gather in my name, there
will I be. That's a universal truth. It's so much bigger than Jesus. When two people come together in the name of love, miracles happen. When you withhold love from somebody, you're withholding it from yourself. Let go, surrender, forgive. Forgiveness simply means I'm making room for more because I know that I am one with love in a whole new way. I am here to do amazing things, and I bless and release the experience of the past. I'm allowing myself to know love in a whole new way. I forgive myself for even holding grudges that long and blocking my own blessings. You are the generator that's generating the energy that you're sending out into the universe. You are the thinker that thinks the thought that creates the thing. Think love. Be love. And you would know that love is the most powerful force on the planet. Yes, it takes work. You're going to have to let go. You're going to have to be somebody different. You may even be afraid sometimes. But are you willing to risk everything for love? Oh, I love that. Woo-wee! Are you willing to risk everything for love? Whatever comes up for you, let you know where you are. Romantic relationship just gives you a taste of what true love is about. And fall in love with yourself that you can't help but make love with the world. You have a conversation and you're like, oh, that's just like spiritual orgasm. Communication orgasm. When you have such a conversation with somebody and you leave each other, you go to your own places and you feel lit up. Like, oh my God, I just love that person. Wow. Healing happens in your body. Your cells, they celebrate because you're activating your true nature. Healing happens. A few months later, a year later, 2, 3, 5, 6 years later, you think, oh, I used to remember having so much migraines every day. I don't even remember when it stopped. Let me see. The last time I remember having a migraine. I really don't remember. Because you shift your energy. And if you're having a health challenge, no, it doesn't mean you're not loving. Can you still love yourself with health challenges while you're having that? Okay. I think I'm done for now. There's so much. Love is the only thing happening. We're going to take a quick break. A quick break, actually. Celeste is waiting. She's fine. And thank you all for listening. Those of you on the phone line, thank you for tuning in. All different numbers. 312, where is that area code? I see New York, I see Atlanta, I see D.C., I see folks in the chat room, I see people in the archive. That's right, because I'm looking with my inner eyes. And our Within Radio listeners, thank you for tuning in. Those of you that are listening live, we appreciate you. Thank you for being the love you seek. Thank you for just saying yes to love. That's the theme, that's the topic. That's the theme for the month. Say yes to love. Let's take a break. Before they say something else to me. I feel it coming. I feel it. So let me take a break real quick. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
This is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Addie does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Mark, you must be psychic. That's what we're doing, spreading the love. And if you want to spread love through your services, your products, then your email address is radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Get ready for a weekend of peace, love, music, and the arts at the Rhythm and Joy Festival, Raj 13, October 4th through the 6th at Hummingbird Nest Ranch in Simi Valley, with Chaka Khan, Roy Ayers, Michelle and Dege Ocello, Zap Mama, Deva Primal and Miten, Common, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Don Miguel Ruiz, and Ricky and Michael Beckwith. Also enjoy spoken word, yoga, dance, and a children's and elders village. Visit Raj, RAJFestival.com.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you. Yes, we are back. We are here. And we're getting ready for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Celeste, how is you?
I am bathing in the refreshing waters of what I know to be healing pools at the Africa Today radio show. That's how I'm doing. Got a lot of water flowing, so much love, and practical examples and challenges. You know what that is. Oh, wait a minute. Did you clown me? Look, in the chat room, I let you know I may not know how to drive, but I skip very well to all my destinations.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought you were going to say I may not know how to drive, but I know how to drive people crazy. But I'm glad you skip well to your destination.
I have a loving reflection of myself. So if I'm driving people crazy, it's really them. And they just put my face on their body. I can't drive you crazy, honey.
I sure you want that's you. Right. Oh, you can say, I don't have that kind of power. Only people only get... Go ahead.
No, I'll say I do have that kind of power to drive you crazy. But if I'm doing it, you're going to like it. People love me. I am crazy. This self-love thing, I can't even trip myself up by dogging myself, even lightly. I slip up every once in a while, but I just see how many times I actually pick on myself. So, and not in a sensitive way, not in like, don't say that about me, you're going to hurt my feelings. But I've been really paying attention to what I have been saying about myself all over the years. And Ade, you are not the first person to even play with whether or not I drive them crazy. And people have told me that to their face, to my face. And I finally realized that they were giving me all their power. You know, I mean, if we could talk about the behavior that I'm doing that's making you want to pull out your hair, well, let's go there. But to say I'm driving you crazy, I might take that as a reward and do more.
Indeed. Unless you can just tell them you gave me the, you tell them you gave me the keys. If you didn't give me the keys, I would not have access to drive you. That's right. So, you know, everything people do or say is a reflection of their consciousness. And it's time for us to step up and grow up.
You taught me that. You know, whatever you call it, it's a reflection of you. It's all good, boo. Hey. Are you ready
you said
for
you have a special. You said you have a special celestial moment for things.
Yes. Yes, I do. Because while I was listening to the news today, the numbers that are the number that is the energy of the day came up. And I went, oh my, this is a really sacred message. So let's tune in, mixing in. You know, now I get to show you why I play with numbers. This is what the celestial moment means to me. This right here, what I'm about to read to you, share with you, and download is exactly why I play with numbers. So we're going to say hello to a number spell today called the Celestial Moment. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, you. You better play my song.
See.
I'm almost done.
See. Your song is here.
No, I said all I got to do is say yes. I almost sang it.
Oh, that. Hey, don't start nothing. Get on with the holy moment. This is a sacred moment. People are lighting their candles. They're sitting on their yoga mats. They got their eyes closed. They got the thumb and the finger all touching, going home, waiting for you. You talk about all you got to do is say yes.
Well,
they can check that out on 12radio.com. It is, actually, yes.
Okay.
I know that's right. Yeah. Don't start nothing. Don't trigger me because you know all I need is a slight trigger and I'm off. Do your celestial moment, girl.
I'm going to do it right now. Good afternoon,
okay.
I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you a very special celestial moment. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 8, and we are currently experiencing an event that has 8 energy all in it. For instance, today, 800,000 workers are being furloughed, and the last time that happened was 17 years ago. So what can we glean in this moment as the number 8 comes through with an important message? First of all, 8, 17, and 26 are considered power numbers connected to strong business sense and wealth. And so are the letters in those places. They are H, Q, and Z. So words like heart, queen, and zen connect us to the divine energy of number 8. In this energy, we also find a star card of tarot, 17, which means optimism, renewal, and hope for the future. We also find 26, the squirrel, and medicine cards, which reminds us to gather all our resources. And as for 8, it's ruled by Saturn. Saturn's gift is the pressure that keeps us focused on our own path. It's about discipline and rules. Notice the formation of 8. It's endless, the number of infinity and balance. 8 can also show up as strength or justice. And today, it was seen that both are needed. Why choose whether to respond with love or use gentle persistence? Let's do both. Which brings us to the otter and the medicine cards. It embodies the dual focus of gentle persistence and responding with love. And it also is the number 8. So that's where we're going to put the spotlight. Otter, so playful, coquettes by the stream. The medicine of a woman, the realized dream. The otter reminds us of the beauty and power of balanced femininity when we all dance between water and earth, the receptive energies. This is an opportunity to connect with finer qualities to reduce interactions of actions stemming from fear like jealousy, hate, and greed, and that overwhelming story of there is not enough. The introspective energy invested in a matter will also be the same energy used for its creation. It's called manifestation. It's time to stop judging your ongoing life productions and step into the so zone. So, S-O, the simple observer, keeping a high watch while you employ your spiritual tools, simultaneously opening doors to live in the yes, because you decided to let go of what's not serving you. So be free and follow the path of otter. Return to the feminine and say yes to love. And you will tap into your own supernatural strength. And your actions will always be aligned with justice. All is well. And that's the story of 8 through the otter of medicine cards. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And speaking of justice, here's a question for listeners. Can you love God and also love all of you? Speaking of justice. True justice is when everybody wins.
Yes. I love that.
Questions?
Can you say that again? No, you need to say true justice is when everybody wins. Because there's another person whose number is 8 who you're very connected with, well, an Orisha energy.
Can you say it on the air for me, please? Whose number is number 8? Life coach there.
Obatala. You know what?
I know, right? But now I got it recorded. But his sacred number is 8. And he represents justice and wisdom and compassion through, you know, Yoruba traditions, whichever way you want to call it. And I'm so happy to have a face or a connection that is so far ancient and home to also connect with justice. So I'm really glad you went there and you said that.
And speaking of justice, we can practicalize the justice. We invite you to donate to Life Conversations Radio by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com, where we all win justice. Donate if the show has inspired you, touched you, helped you see things differently. You can also go to the like pages, either one, Life Conversations Radio, or ask Life Coach at a radio show. There's a donate button. Donate and contribute to the gift that you got. Because you're contributing to the gift that you got, really. That's all it is. You know?
All right. Well, we've got some listeners here with questions for our dear life coach today, and I see people in the chat room coming in. What's up, love and happiness? Welcome.
Love and happiness. Tears. Let me see who else is in there. Hold on. Tears in there. Silent listeners. Niecy is in the house. Some people just listening don't want to be known. I dare you to call in. Those of you, well, we don't have time, really. So I won't dare you right now. So empty threats. Anyway.
Unless your question is chopped hours.
You said what?
Unless their questions chomp hours, like maybe they might be going through something right now and they need Dr. Feelgood.
True. People call in sometimes. They have priority. But Tia, you know you got to tell me something, right? There's something I need to know. You know what it is. How's it going? How did it go? Don't be holding back on me. You know what to do. Y'all know what it is. All of y'all. Okay, so let's deal with questions.
Sure. Let's start with Maria, dear life coach today.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the same position for over 15 years, and the passion is gone. I'm struggling, and I know it's time to leave. But in the meantime, I don't want to burn bridges. Do you have any tips about what I can do to pick up my pace and leave on a positive note? Maria.
She said, I've been in the same position for over 15 years. What's that? A standing position? In a relationship? At work? I don't know.
She means a job, life coach, today.
Oh, well, hey. If you want life to answer your question, you need to be clear. Maria,
indeed.
I love you. I do. But I'm teaching at the same time. If you want questions, if you want the universe, you want God, spirit, father, mother, God, whatever you want to call it, you got to be clear. So, you know, I'm a coach. I break things down. I've been in the same position for 15 years and the passion is gone. I'm struggling and know it's time to leave. In the meantime, I don't want to burn bridges. Do you have any tips about what I can do to pick up my pace and leave on a positive note? Well, when I'm working with people, when I'm listening to questions, I'm listening to words of things they say and the things they don't say. When you say, I don't want to burn bridges, what does that mean? I mean, you're thinking of just leaving and not telling anybody, just calling you, not coming in. I mean, if it's time to leave, if your soul is saying it's time to leave, it's time to leave. Or the bridge will burn right underneath you and you'll drop. You know, if it's time to leave, it's time to leave. So, tips. Pick up the pace. Create a plan. What are you moving into? What is calling you forward? You know, are you looking for another job? Do you need to update your resume? You trying to start your own business? I mean, I don't know. But really, it's simple. Take action. Because I promise you, when you take action, passion. You'll be passionate. You'll be alert. Especially if you want to leave the job and you're looking for another one or starting your own business, and you know, maybe you got money saved up for a certain amount of time, maybe 6 months, a year, and when you're realizing the money's going down, it's about taking action. If you feel that, I mean, now here's the thing, you said, and the passion is gone. Are you leaving because the passion is gone? Are you leaving because it's been 15 years? Or something in your soul is saying, come on, there's more. Let's keep moving. If the passion is gone, where'd it go? Who took it? You are the passion. So it just depends on what's really going on inside of you. If you're leaving because it's been 15 years and you think you should leave, then I'm going to check that. But once again, if you're getting it in a notch, if there's a vision that you have for your life, if your future is calling you forward, you can't burn bridges if your future is calling you forward. Even if you just don't show up, you're going to have to deal with it because every choice has its own responsibility. So let it go, literally. Let the idea of don't want to burn bridges, let it go. Hand in your resignation letter. Update your resume, whatever you want to do. But create a plan. That's it. It's actually simple.
Wow. Nice job, Life Coach, today. You think sometimes the people get caught up in their own stories and afraid to
do. I know I do. Oh, yeah. We make things so complicated. I know I do. And then I got to reach out to some folks, and they mirror back to me what I'm thinking or what I said, and I'm like, I feel so embarrassed even admitting that that's the truth. We do, because we get so caught up in our own head. Oh, but what is this? Just shut it all up. You know, yeah, doubt is part of being on this plane. Doubt and worry, I'm grateful for the question. Then, you know, they may think nobody's ever told me that. But I think the voices in my head sometimes, dude, you're a bit hard. I don't know. I don't think so. I know that when I'm sharing what I'm sharing, I have so much passion, and I honor everybody that writes the email, people ask on the show. But it's like sometimes, and even for me, I have friends who do that to me. I think it's really important, for the most part, that you need a high vibration truth. You need some high energy to cut down the BS, because we get into, I don't know if I should be really doing this. But you need somebody to say, listen, snap out of it. You know? Because we're always going to win. You can never, ever fail. Only if you choose to call it failure, because you learn from what you call failure, if you choose to. We're here to be so much more and allow life to be expressed through and as us. And life is conspiring to give us our deepest desire. So, Maria, go ahead and step into your whole new world.
Nicely done. Somebody would like to step into your world, Life Coach, today.
Oh, really? So you? Okay, let's do. Let me see if I'm in tune to what you're saying. Oh no. Okay, I thought someone was on the phone. What is it? What are you talking about? What you talking about, Willis?
Well, this next question from Rachel is kind of on a personal note, so you have the right to answer or not, but there's another question. It's a two-part question, but, you know, we respect your anonymity here, so if you're not comfortable with this question, we'll understand, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, you know, sure, you know, friend and co-host, I got to hook you up here. Okay, this is from Rachel. Dear Life Coach today, what do you think is the most desirable quality in a woman? And are there some ways that you see how women sabotage themselves from getting the love they want? Rachel.
She's about to make me go off. I can talk about that. Ain't nothing about that makes me feel uncomfortable. For me. Okay, maybe it makes me a little bit like, ooh, okay. But for me, one of the most desirable qualities, I don't think it's one. I love a woman who is authentic and not afraid to be vulnerable. I just think it's one of the most beautiful, amazing quality of a woman. That's for me. I think, you know, that feminine energy, that's what it is. It's about vulnerability. It's about authentic. It's being authentic. It's about, you know, there's something about, you know, and I know everybody's different. People got different personalities. But for me, if I was to say, it's like the idea of a woman who is comfortable herself.
Now, the mind will do something with that. But even a woman, even comfortable with herself, but even with the things she's comfortable with, the things she's not comfortable about. Think about that. Speaking of authenticity and vulnerability. I think that's one of women's greatest qualities, you know, to be able to hold the good, the bad, and just say, well, it is what it is. So anyway, yeah, I can do a whole show on that. And I think the feminine energy is a gift to humanity, and too many females have lost it because of past experience, what happened to them, abuse, trying to be successful. They've compromised their feminine energy. The whole thing about if you can't beat them, join them. But you don't really join them. You end up standing out against, standing separated from. You know, but anyway, let me move on. And so she said, what's the other part? Oh, here it is.
Yes, and
Go ahead.
And are there some ways that you see how women sabotage themselves from getting the love they want?
Yeah. Trying to pretend they don't need anything. Oh, I'm setting myself up. True. And, you know, I'm directing that to this question. It does go for all of us. But I'm just going to stick with this question. You know, this idea of thinking I got everything I need, I don't need nobody. Oh, my God, what a turnoff. For me. And I wonder what white females, all my white listeners, I need y'all to tell me what phrase you use. Because my black sisters, they will say, I'm an independent black woman. As opposed to a dependent what? A dependent woman? Now, I understand where that's coming from, because the history of America, the history of Africans that were brought to this country, and the descendants and the whole thing about racism, how people of color are treated. I get it. And everybody wants to belong. Everybody wants to be honored. Everybody wants to feel like they can stand alone. But sometimes we go to the extreme. So females will think they have to be in competition. It's a waste of time. Just be you. I talked about it already. First of all, if you can't beat them, join them. That's one way. The other way, worrying so much about your weight. Yes, some of you say he don't know what he's talking about. He's a man. Or if you come up with, well, we're the reason we worry about weight. Don't put me in that. You are the reason. Because there are some sisters out there that, whoo, Lord, I know. I'm like, really? But they say that they act like they love themselves. And the truth is, when I was talking about love, it's not about size, it's not about height, it's not about weight. If you love yourself, no matter how you're showing up, if you're size minus zero, which I can't understand, but anyway, moving right along, a size 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 22, you would not compromise who you are because of what you're looking for, what you think you need. Yeah, I mean, what I would say is, it goes for everybody, but just work on understanding yourself, being yourself, and not be afraid to stand out, to be called crazy, weird, and find some other crazy, weird people to hang around with so you can blend in a little bit when you feel like you need to blend in. But the thing is, when you're with crazy and weird people, after a while, yeah, I got to go do some other crazy stuff, so you're going to stand out again. So you got to, you know, it's an ebb and flow. It's a sort of like, okay, blend with the crazy and weird people just to feel comfortable for a little bit. It's like going to the gas station, getting some gas, and go back out amongst the other people saying, you are weird, you're crazy, something wrong with you. You know, you're here to stand out, not to fit in. And if other people talking, and here's one. Oh, Lord, Celeste, don't start something here. Okay, let me hurry up because I think we've got another question. We've got time for it. If you're in your 30s, oh, Lord Jesus, God help me. If you're in your 30s, if you're in your 30s, you're 39 years old, stop that foolishness about you're getting old, your time clock is running out. Don't buy into that BS. You're one with God. You create life. You get to decide what your body's going to do. You decide what you want. And don't think I got to find somebody because time is running out. Don't let the medical institution
enslave your womb.
Wow.
Let's go to the next question, please. I'm trying to sound like some kind of in the street corner. I can't. I really, that just... Hold on, let me breathe. I mean,
well, you breathed, and I'm wiping a tear. I really needed to hear that, and I know I'm not the only one.
It's like, I can't stand people in their 30s. Well, I'm 34, I'm 36, I'm 37. I can't. It's a lie. Move to another country where you're going to feel comfortable to give birth if you're 39, when you can have nature support you. Well, study shows that at this, what studies? The same studies they're going to come up with a year, two, three, 5 years later, say, well, we found out, funny enough, we realized that those are studies. Study consciousness. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want children, then you don't. Just be okay with that. If you want children, be in charge of your own body. Be in charge of your own mind. Do what you need to do. Use wisdom. Tune in. Check in. Let God be your guide. Whoa.
Wow. That was beautiful.
I know, I'm passionate about that. Like that. It really does pick me up when I... It's such a sad thing. It's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of female friends, female listeners, and I have female friends saying, you know, I'm getting old. I'm like, oh, stop it. Well, it's all right for you, you're a man. You can stop it. It's just a belief. We agreed with it. And until there's going to come a time where we change that. There was a time people only lived to about 40, 50. Now it's 70, 80, 90. And we said, well, back then it's because it didn't have blah, blah, blah. Now people look. No, you change your mind. Study consciousness, study God, study the truth, and you get to decide what you want for your life. So anyway.
Beautifully done. Do you have time for the third one, or you want to save it for next week?
Let's do it.
This is from Jordan.
Wait.
Dear Life Coach today, do you have any suggestions of healthy mood lifters while going through a shift? I tend to overthink worst-case scenarios, and I want to give my anxiety a rest. I'd like the feeling of restlessness to disappear. Jordan.
Well, is this a temporary thing or is ongoing? Maybe you need professional help. Maybe you need to see a counselor. Maybe you need to see a therapist. You need to see a minister, a coach. But if this is something that's ongoing, that's a habit, you know, you've been overthinking for such a long time that it's part of your what they call it? What's the word I'm going to say? I don't know, but your brain, the pathways of your brain is developed now that even when there's nothing to think about, worry about, something, we're like, hello, we need to be worrying about something. Maybe there is, you know, you said you want to give your anxiety a rest. First, you got to confront it. What are you anxious about? So it's not, you know, truth and this whole thing about positive thinking, it's not just, well, I'm happy. Yeah, you are happy. Yes. I mean, it's like saying, I'm love. You are love. That is what we are created out of. But we must take action, Jordan. So what is it you're anxious about? Do you need to talk to somebody about what you're anxious about? Do you have some unresolved issues that haven't been addressed, but maybe you're trying to put so-called positive thinking on top of it and spiritual truth, but not dealing with the real deal. Deal with what is causing you the anxiety, and chances are you'll be set free. Face them. They have no power over you. They have no power over you. You can rewrite your own stories. There's EFT. There's so many things out there. You can get hypnotized. You can go see a counselor. You can forgive. You can do forgiveness ritual. You can pick up books that will transform your life. So mood lifts. You want something that's going to lift your actions. And see what the things that are causing you to be anxious, what are they trying to tell you? We run from the things we're afraid of. We run from things that we worry about. But what is it trying to tell you? If you just stop running and look at it, you may find out that it's just trying to
tell you, be careful of the person you're with. They're not good for you. Good, quote unquote, good. So there you have it.
Nicely done. We're all done, life coach, today.
Thank you, Celeste.
It's my pleasure. And I put a link or in the chat room where they can find the daily thought that you're writing for the month of October. So you don't write all of them, just for the month of October on Facebook. So it is there, and you are in alignment because I know you wrote that before today. And
it's
a pretty powerful message, you know.
I'm working on December already. And, truth is timeless.
Yeah.
Truth is timeless. And just be love. Let's release the show on that. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Just love. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. We'll be back tomorrow with Bishop Carlton Pearson. We're talking about the lessons of the seasons. What do you have to learn from fall, from spring, from summer? You know? And winter, people say, I don't like winter. Can't stand winter. Hey, maybe there's something you need to pay attention to. Whatever season you're in, whatever you're moving through, no matter what your life looks like, I encourage you to do one thing. Trust love. And if you don't know what that's like, if you don't know what that love is, be led. Forgive. Find something to be grateful for. Keep bias back with. Nisi, thank you. I love you. Thank you for the donation. Appreciate you. Ricky Bias Beckwith, her website address is weletitbe.com. Yeah, I have a way my computer lets me know when I get an email. Well, my computer doesn't do that. But anyway, never mind. I'm thinking out loud. I forgot I'm still on air. Anyway, Ricky Bias Beckwith, her website address is weletitbe.com. This is Trust Love. May you trust love. May you know love in a whole new way. May you fall in love with yourself like you're the only one on the planet. May love set you free. May you know what it means to be in love with life. And be true to yourself and be loved. I will see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Peace and blessings.
And love will have the final word. No one ever loses when one trusts love. For love is something that will not ever fail. Love is the essence of that is known by always giving. Love always sees the truth beyond the appearance that is showing. Love judges not, and love renews. Yes, love renews. Love is a healer. Oh, yes, it is. Love loves to love. Love loves to love. And we'll keep on. And we'll keep on being loved. This is its holy way. So trust love. Trust love. Trust God. That love is everywhere. That we receivers of love, and love will have the final word. No one ever loses when one trusts to love. To love is to live within the holy breath of God. Love is
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.